Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art. And speaking of art, at T. Clifton Art Gallery, Tom Clifton's gallery in the Broad Avenue Arts District, there's an amazing show called Audubon Interpretations, new paper collage works on canvas, and it's just gorgeous stuff. And Laura W. Adams is the artist, and she's joined me today, along with Tom Clifton. Thanks for coming in, guys.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you.
These are amazing, and I want you to just sort of take us through this process. You were inspired by an exhibition of original Audubon watercolors at the New York Historical Society.
Yes.
What happened from there?
I had never seen an original Audubon watercolor before. And what I had seen before were the etchings that were made from these watercolors,
right.
And I had never realized what an incredible artist Audubon was. Walked into the show and saw all these beautiful paintings where the birds were just coming to life. The show would gave you a magnifying glass to go so you could go up
Wow.
to the pieces and see all the incredible detail that he put into them. All the iridescent paints, there were lots of pen and ink markings on them. Sometimes there was collage, but what struck me most was the vibrancy of the birds,
mm-hmm.
the beautiful colors, the way that they looked so incredibly real. It was very inspiring.
Yeah, and of course Audubon painted from life.
Yes.
So, these were things that he actually saw. He saw the birds themselves, and this is, of course, a legendary body of work. And I guess most of us have only seen prints and reproductions of these pieces.
Yes. It was quite surprising to me to learn that the New York Historical Society owns all 474 original watercolors, and they hardly ever show these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They keep them locked in a vault. But for the 150th anniversary of their purchase of the pieces, they decided to do this 3-year show for 3 years, beginning 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to show a third of the work. And we've been up to New York for all three shows. The last one just closed a few weeks ago.
Wow. So what then did you do after having seen this?
I spoke to Andrew and my partner and told him that I wanted to be part of the celebration of this 150th anniversary, and I was going to try to up my game with my collages,
mm-hmm.
and reinterpret his collages in a different medium.
Right.
Which is paper.
You guys were nice enough to bring along two of these pieces to the studio today, and I just want to say they're amazing. If you have seen the Audubon works, at the same time, it's very, very obviously taken from those works, but it's very, very different, too.
Yes, I've not used any paint or pencil or pen. I only use colored and textured and patterned papers to try to recreate the same paintings that Audubon did with his watercolors. So I'm constantly searching for papers and layering them on top of each other, trying to figure out how to replicate a feather,
mm-hmm.
using a pattern paper on top of a tissue paper on top of another pattern paper. And so, I've used a lot of iridescent papers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've used a lot of tissue papers that change colors when I layer them on top of another paper. And I've done a lot of experimenting, and it's been quite an exploration for me. I've learned a lot about my own technique, and then I've really come to appreciate Audubon and his technique.
Yeah. The thing that is amazing to me about these pieces is that, as you said, they are layered, so they have very much of a bas-relief quality, a three-dimensional quality.
Yes. The birds don't seem like they're finished to me until they are leaping off the page as well. And by the time I finish all the different layers, and there can be 15 to 20 layers of paper on each piece, the birds become sculptural in a way on my canvases.
We're talking with Laura Adams. Her pieces, Audubon Interpretations, New Paper Collage Works, is at T. Clifton Art Gallery in the Broad Avenue Arts District. That's at 2571 Broad, and their website is tcliftonart.com. Tom Clifton is here with us also this morning. Tom, these works are amazing. What kind of reactions have you gotten from people who see these?
You know, it's been really funny because people look at the work and they study them, and then when I tell them, you know, it's all paper collage, there's no paint involved, they're mm-hmm. like, yes, there is. It's like, no, there's really not. And I had a woman a couple of days ago argue with me about it. She's like, there's got to be paint. It's like, there is no paint. It's all paper. She's like, are you sure? It's like, I'm sure. I've been to her studio. There was no paint there. It's all paper. And they're fascinated by that because you really can't believe that there's so much detail in teeny little pieces of paper.
Tiny, tiny pieces.
But then I describe her studio and explain all of the tissues and all of the papers and all of the textures and patterns and how organized it is until you look down and then it's a catastrophe on the floor of all these teeny little pieces of paper all over the place. But it's a fascinating place to be. You should tour. You should put your studio on tour because it really makes you appreciate the work. And seeing one half done, because mm-hmm. when I was there, mm-hmm. one was in the process of being done, and it was, I don't remember which one it was. It was wood ducks.
Oh, was it? Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
And
I have
the
that
bottom,
on my website.
Yeah, the bottom half of the duck mm-hmm. wasn't there yet. And, I mean, it's really fascinating. But, yeah, people love the work, and especially when I show them an image of Audubon's piece and then compare it to the piece that she's done, mm-hmm. her interpretation, mm-hmm. how close it is.
Yeah.
Except, you know, the background obviously is much more interesting than his, you know, forgive me, John James. But the public has loved them.
Well, I'm sure. We're talking about these new wonderful works of Audubon interpretations at T. Clifton Art. It's there now, so you can go by and see it. Tom's website is tcliftonart.com or 323ARTS. That's 2787. Laura Adams is the artist. How you are? You actually have a law degree, I believe.
Yes.
And you are more or less self-taught as an artist. Is that correct?
Yes, I am self-taught. I've been doing art all my life, from photography to painting to this collage.
Mm-hmm.
I went to law school in fear that I would not be able to earn a living as an artist. And I got trapped in it for a while, and I was not a very good lawyer. So I was very, very happy to find my way out, and I have been a professional artist for 20 years now.
Well, that's great. I will encourage people to go to your website, by the way, which is laurawadams.com. I think that's right. Is that right? Yes, and you can see many of these Audubon works there. How did you develop into this particular technique that you're using on these?
It came out of a frustration with photography. I was doing a lot of photographs, and I wasn't sure where to take my photography from a particular point. So I decided I was going to chop my photographs up and rearrange them. And I had a lot of art paper sitting around. I'm one of those people that walks into an art store and just kind of collects papers. And I started adding the papers to these chopped up photograph pieces. And over 20 years, this process has evolved into what you can see today.
And I know this is the question that you get all the time, and obviously it's going to vary with the piece, but say we have this small one here, which is about what, a
9 by 12,
and it's a single bird. Is that an oriole? What is that?
Yes, that is a Baltimore oriole.
Yeah, and a relatively simple, just sitting on a branch. How long does something simple and relatively small like this take you to do?
Well, it takes a long time even for the small pieces, a number of days to a number of weeks before it's done. I have to do a layer, put down a layer. I saturate my papers in this acrylic medium,
mm-hmm.
and I often have to let that
dry
before mm-hmm. I go on to the next layer and the next layer. So it'll take, if I'm really doing well, it'll take a week or 10 days. If the bird's not cooperating, it might take a little longer. But that's for the small pieces, and the bigger pieces just get more
I can't imagine
time consuming.
With this
there.
Large one here, I can't imagine how long that must have taken, because it's a very complicated background in addition to being the birds themselves. So.
Yeah. I call it a labor of love.
I would hope.
it's really fun, and I'm somewhat methodical, but also I have a lot of fun with it, and these pieces have taught me a lot of patience
I guess so. Yeah. I think we decided there are 8 or 9 pieces in the show at T. Clifton Art. How many of these have you actually done?
Probably 20-25 pieces now.
Mm. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah, it's been going on for over 2 years now. So, almost 3 years. So, yeah.
Are you going to continue doing this? I mean, clearly there are 474 pieces.
Yes.
So you could do a lot more yet.
I could. And I will continue. And I've also moved into reinterpreting Audubon's birds, but in more fantastical settings, like where, if I were a bird, where would I want to live? And sometimes it's in a Gustav Klimt type of background. And sometimes it's, I did one of his birds recently he was sitting in a park in Atlanta, Georgia.
Very nice. Which, of course, you're from Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, they're just gorgeous, and I encourage everyone to go by T. Clifton Art and see them. By the way, we want to mention that there is an artist chat tomorrow at 1:30 at T. Clifton Art Gallery there in the Broad Avenue Art District. And go by and see these things because they're just amazing. My guests today, Laura Adams and Tom Clifton. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art, offering ways to explore your creative side this summer with Summer Art Camp for Kids, grades K-12, and adult continuing education classes. Additional information available at mca.edu. Memphis College of Art, they make art work.